Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mafia Roundtable. My name is Dominic Sicali, and for everyone out there who's never heard of me, I was a former high-ranking member of the New York City Bonanno crime family with the official Mafia title, Official Captain. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope everyone enjoys hearing how Michael Nose Mancuso gets killed in 2005 on the romantic Heart of Horror Days, Valentine's Day. If you want to hear more, please hit the like and subscribe button. Before getting started, I would like to share what my team has structured, which should set us apart from all the other Mafia channels. First and foremost, I do not and will not claim that I know everything about Cosa Nostra, but I can say I have been in the streets my entire life and was groomed to be raised as a gangster first, businessman second, by one of the current Mafia's most powerful men. That, my friends, you will find out in a later edition. I am reading off my notes just to keep the structure and set up for the story, before I begin with the story, and that will be going directly off memory. Because if I don't do it that way, I'll even confuse myself, because going back, it's a lot. We're going to have Mafia Monday, Middle Age Health Wednesday, Free Ball Friday to begin with. What we have set out to do, most importantly, is keep it real, building off the content and that model. Hopefully everyone will like the untold stories and content. With that said, story time. Michael Mike the Nose Mancuso, Bonanno crime family acting boss in 2005. In 2004, Vincent Vinnie Gorgeous Basciano became the acting boss of the Bonanno crime family, while our current crime family boss, Joseph the Ear, the Last Don, Messino, was locked up awaiting his mafia trial for multiple murders, along with a slew of other charges. With Vinnie being elevated to our crime boss, Joe also elevated me to Vinny's acting captain to official captain of the Bonanno crime family. Vinny then taking the reins and control of the Bonanno crime family was a massive undertaking, for the entire crime family at the time was getting hit left and right, for it felt like everyone was flipping, turning government witness. It was crazy because Joe Messino prided his crime family on the fact no other New York City family could ever say, and that was, we, the Bonanno crime family, up until the collapse in 2002, when the Bonanno crime family had its first mafia member turned government informant. How everyone looked at us in the New York City crime family was about to change, for Joseph the Ear Messino would have his entire crime family administration jump ship and turn on the Bonanno crime family's longtime boss and last Don, Joe Messino. I could be mistaken, but I think the rat count of Joe's inner circle was around 10 or 12 mafia members at that time. Joe isolated himself with street garbage of men, but that story for another time and place. With Vinny now in the top spot, and yours truly taking over Vinny's old Dejean crew, we were off to the races and in control of a battered down but still powerful crime family. Vinny would take the task of rebuilding the crime family, and his first order of business was to make a few changes as the acting street boss. First business of order was Vinny taking Michael, Mike the Nose Mancuso, and elevating him from an acting captain status and placing Mike the Nose as our acting underboss. Vinny asked me my opinion before he made that decision, and I never liked or cared for Michael. I felt that Michael was a punk and the washwoman. Vinny never wholeheartedly agreed, but he knew Michael had his weaknesses. But Vinny also knew he needed someone he could count on and would be a yes boy. So Michael the Nose was in as our crime families acting under boss. Vinny was always 10 steps ahead and placed strict instructions should he be arrested. Mike DeNose would take the role of acting boss, and I would back Mike DeNose every move, for I was the muscle and Vinny's most trusted brother at that time. Vinny told me that if it was up to him, he would have put me there, but Vinny never once promoted me. It always came down from our crime boss, Joe Messino. Vinny preferred it that way, so no one in the crime family could say the only reason why I was elevated in that rank so fast was Vinny was displaying favoritism. Looking back and keeping it 100, Joe probably elevated me to official captain so he could rat on one more captain, and that would look even better for him when he cooperated. So what I'm saying is that Joe always knew that if he lost trial, he would go in to his safety net and join Team USA. Get ready for this untold story, for it's going to be a good one. Now, the photo everybody just saw is a photo that was on the internet, and I was shocked when I saw it myself, because it says, Crime Bosses of Current, and there's an arrow pointing to me. I'm standing next to Vinny Basciano. That's true, but I don't run a crime family. I have the Sicali Family Inc., which is a legitimate mafia family. That for another time, and I'll explain the original origin of the mafia and how it was created. With that said, I would like to give my thanks to Ed Scopo, the founder of the blog Cosa Nostra News. I collaborated with Ed on ebooks. Ed's an excellent writer, always supported me. So please, if you want to read some good mafia stories, go to CosaNostraNews.com. And also, I would like to send out my condolences to Robert Serbia. That was also another crime reporter who I did an ebook with. He passed a few years ago of cancer. And my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. With that said, back to the story. Back in 2005, when Vincent Basciano was arrested, Vinny had in place the structure on us moving forward. Michael would have the last say on the street, and I was to back Michael every which way, shape, or form. Because obviously I had the power of the crime family, and Vinny knew no one could ever back me down, whether I had the power or not. I was just a tough guy in my own rights, and I would not back down. And I would follow Vinny's orders, and if I had to, I would go through hell's fires for him. With that said, once Vinny was arrested, Michael and I met up. And I'll just give you a whole bunch of scenarios what happened, the different occasions when we met up, because for me to break it down in chronological order, it'll be difficult. It'll be just a waste of time. So I'll just give you all the scenarios of what happened, what led to Michael and I really going at it. And it came to the point at the end, I asked permission to kill Michael and was granted the okay. So when I met Michael, it was what first started. Michael was asking me questions on how I'm getting messages in. In turn, I was instructed nobody's to know because it could compromise, if it got out, the person providing me with the messages. I told Michael I'm not at liberty to discuss it. This order came down from Joe Messino and Vinny Basciano. Michael knew they were together, and Michael knew I was a direct contact. But Michael tried, flexing his muscles with me. Even more so, one of the occasions, I asked Michael, did you smack Frankie on East Tremont Avenue? His word came back to me, you cracked him in the middle of Tremont. Michael said, yeah, I had to crack him. I'm like, why would you crack a guy knowing He would never raise his hands back to you. And I looked at that as a punk move. So you know a guy won't hit you back. So you raise your hands to him, and especially Frankie. What did Frankie do to you? And Michael's like, I didn't like the way he was answering me. So that's a reason to crack him, to embarrass him, humiliate him? You get no brownie points there, Michael. Like, come on. You're our acting boss. Act like a boss. You know, if anything, go crack somebody you know who will fight you, who won't just take a crack, who's not a punk. And Michael, you know, he didn't like hearing that. Around Christmas time, I told Michael, word was sent to me, I was to receive all the collections of Christmas money, and then I know who to bring it to for Joe Massino. And of course, Vinny, I would take it directly to Vinny's wife. With that said, Michael instructed me, well, I need to know how you're getting the messages. I said, again, Michael, I already told you. And it got to the point, Michael, you're questioning me. I'm part of this administration. I'm here to back you. Why are you trying to split hairs with me and cause conflict? You're treating me as if I'm Joe Blow coming in off the streets telling you, hey, Vinny gave me a message for you. And now you're questioning me? So to me, it really made no sense. I think Michael was trying to press me, push his authority on me. The title, I think, went to Michael's head. Not think, I know it went to his head. So we went back and forth, and of course, he's not going to intimidate me. Another occasion, I was instructed, let Michael know, we're elevating Louis Electric, that's Louis DiCicco, from an acting captain to an official captain. And I was also told, if Michael does not accept what you're telling him, you elevate him to an official captain. Because through this all, I was sending word back in. Michael keeps on questioning. So please, somebody send a direct word to Michael. Like, I felt like, wow. But that was Michael's way to be disrespectful to me. Which, okay, cool. I get out of the vehicle. I have Louis Electric sitting in the car. I instructed Louis just to sit there. I explained to Michael, Louis Electric's in the car. I was ordered to tell you, you are to make Louis Electric an official captain. Again, Michael went back and forth. Well, how'd you get the message? How'd you get the message? How do I know it's authentic? I said, Michael, I'm not going to go back and forth with you with the semantics. Right now, you're being extremely insulting to me. You know I'm part of the administration. I'm to back you every way, shape, or form. But I was also told, Michael, if you don't accept the message, you do not follow through with this order, I am to elevate Louis to an official captain status. So let's not go back and forth, Michael. Let's just follow suit. Let's try to get along. And, you know, I basically asked him, so are you going to do it? Michael said, absolutely not. Okay, Michael. With that, I waved Louis Electric out of the car. Louis Electric came out, said hello to Michael. I said, Louis, here's the scenario. I received word from Joe Massino and Vinny Basciano. You're to be elevated from this day forward. You're an official captain in the Bonanno crime family. Congratulations, Louis. Kissed him on both cheeks. And I says, by the way, Michael, I'd like you to meet Louis. Louis's now an official captain in our crime family. Can you believe that? For Michael actually extended his hand and congratulated Louis. When I got back into the car with Louis, I said, oh my God, can you believe this fucking jerk off? How ridiculous he looks. He's supposed to be the acting boss of the family. He argues with me, tells me no, he's not going to accept the order. Then I elevated Louis to the official captain position. And this punk actually shook your hand and congratulated you. he looked ridiculous, and even Louis couldn't believe it. Instead of sticking to Michael's guns and telling Louis, I'm the acting boss here. This is what I would have did. I'm the acting boss here. Dominic doesn't have the authority to usurp my authority. So I'm not accepting it. You're still an acting captain. That's what a thug would do, a gangster. But Michael's none of that. To me, he's a buffoon, washwoman. And as you could see, there's no love lost between Michael and myself. Then on other occasions, we went back and forth constantly. Finally, one day, Michael really got under my skin. And I had my right hand with me. Ace Anthony Aiello, who I called my Luca Brasi. Ace and I were just the way Vinny and I were, very, very close, always together, same way. And there'll be a lot of stories about Ace, us fighting about 15 to 20 guys in a nightclub. Him and I, back to back, just we tore up the place and then waited for the guys outside, but that's for another time. Very entertaining story. So I have Ace in the car. I told him sit into the car, and I'm talking to Michael. Ace comes out of the car. I signal him out, says hello, pays his respects, small talk. And I asked Ace, please excuse me. With that said, Ace goes back into the car. Michael and I, whatever happened, I think it was over the Christmas funds. Michael says he's not accepting another request from these guys. I got pissed. This was one time I was wearing shade sunglasses. Even though it was cold out, it was bright, and I very rarely wear sunglasses. I got so pissed, I pulled my sunglasses off. I looked at Michael and said, you know what? I'm not fucking Frankie. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but I'm done with your disrespect. If you have a problem, let's handle it right now, right here. Any fucking way you want to handle it, we'll handle it. Michael was taken back, didn't know what to say. Well, he looked at me and said, Dom, just relax. You know, why are you doing this? Why am I doing this? What do you think, I'm a fucking piece of shit? I'm part of this administration. I was in place by Joe. You're the one who was an acting captain. I'm an official captain, and it came from Joe. Vinny's the one that elevated you. Where's your respect or loyalty? You're treating me as I'm a Johnny-come-lately coming into this life? Michael, you got it fucking twisted. And if you want to settle this, we could settle it any way you like. Here, after, whatever you want. The ball is in your court. With that said, Michael was like, please just calm down. I'll calm down, but this shit's going to stop. This shit's because I'm not a punk. With that, one of the last times that I met up with Michael, Michael's changing the location spots. We had about three or four locations that we would go to, use the pager code system, never spoke over telephones or communicate over a phone. When I meet him, he has a list, all new locations, and he gives me an order. Here, from this day forward, we're going to meet at these locations. I turned around and I said, no can do. Not happening. Michael looked at me in disbelief. What are you talking about? No can do. I don't know these locations. These are outside of our stomping grounds. Actually, they're in tough areas of the Bronx. And I'm not going to meet you in a strange location. Let me do my surveillance of the location, the whereabouts, so I could familiarize with the scenes, the neighborhood. See if I could familiarize after a few visits back and forth, who's walking around at certain times, just so I get a feel. So in the near future, once I'm comfortable, I'll see the surroundings and I could see if there's anything unusual from what I'm witnessing prior to doing my, I guess, surveillance work. Michael agreed. He didn't push it. By him not pushing it, I knew Michael's intentions. I had a feeling Michael would look to set me up to take me down. With that said, I sent word into Vinny. I said, hey, pal, this washwoman, things are, you know, just getting out of hand. I feel like a sitting duck half the times. Vinny knew what I meant. With that said, Vinny comes back. Just tell Dom 326. 326 meant the way people say 123. 326 was Vinny's terminology on the murders we committed in the past. Vinny would be like, get ready, 326. That's Vinny's code for 123. We're taking this motherfucker out quick. So when the word came back, don't feel like a sitting duck. Just remember 326. I knew it was time. With that, I'm not going to mention all the players involved or the hit team because they're still out there. They didn't cooperate with the government. But one of them was my acting captain, Nicholas P.J. Piscotti, who cooperated with the government. That's why I'm mentioning him. And then the other members, they were ranking members in the Bonanno crime family. But we had set it up. I figured, let's do this on Valentine's Day. We'll get a van. At first, I thought about snatching Michael, throwing him in the van, then dumping him somewhere on the street. Then I thought about, you know what, let's catch him. And we were going to catch him outside his girl's house coming down. And a little history about that. The woman who Michael was, who became Michael's girlfriend, there's a Lucchese soldier. His name is Joseph Joey Relay Lebrano, who was a soldier at the time married to this woman. When Joey Lebrano went away for drugs, Michael Knows went with this woman, started seeing her, having a relationship with her. That is a big no-no. Big, big no-no. You don't do that with another maid member's wife or main girlfriend. With that said, when Joey came home, he could have asked for Michael Knows's head. He could have baseball batted Michael, clip Michael, and then bring it to the administration. And nobody could say anything otherwise. Because if it happened to me, and I busted Michael up for going with my wife, not even ex-wife, my wife, then Joe Messino or the Lucchese boss, anybody calls me in. I'll put it to him, I did what I had to do, I'm a man. Especially a maid member. Michael knew this was my wife. He wanted to disrespect me when I'm away. How would you feel? You're away, you're doing time for the crime family, and somebody goes with your wife, sleeps with you, especially another maid member who knows better? So you're going to tell me I have to be a punk and let it go? And I win that all day long. So with that said, Joey LeBron never did anything. So I figured Valentine's Day, Michael's walking down the steps. We leave Michael right there in the street. All fingers are going to point to Joey Lebrano because it was out there. Finally, I guess Joey grew the balls and did some retaliation, took out Michael. So with that, everything was set up for Valentine's Day 2005. Have everything in place. Have the machine guns with the silencers. Ready to rock and roll. Everything was set up. Hit team all in place. Lo and behold, in January of 2005, my dog comes crashing in. Feds come and lock me up. Saved Michael Mancuso. Saved his life. And with that said, I hope you enjoyed the story. I have many, many more stories that are untold. All these other podcasters, mafia channels, mine I feel is unique just because the Bronx is still a tight neighborhood. And from my recollection, I could be mistaken, I think I'm the highest ranking cooperator from the Bronx. That's how tight my neighborhood is. We are a tight community. Very little maid members ratted. I think I might be the only one off the top of my head. So it just shows you, till this day, there's so much support and love for Vinny. And that's also another story, another time. But if you like this, please hit the subscribe button, the like button as well. And we would love to take comments. I will answer all the comments. If we get enough comments and I see it's pouring in, I'll go live with answering the comments. Just like I said, I want to be different. We'll do live call-ins. So I'll have everything set up. I hope everybody enjoyed this show. And for everyone out there, have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Peace out. And until then, have a good one. Hey guys, after just saying gobble, 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 and making an ass of myself, my team started laughing when I said it. And when we cut film, I'm like, what the hell are you guys laughing at? Dom, it's not Thanksgiving. And I said, oh my God, what the hell did I do? So everybody out there, have a happy Valentine's Day. Maybe I was thinking about Michael being a turkey. But with that said, have a happy Valentine's Day. I hope everybody loved the show, and we have many more to come. Thank you again. Wish everybody the best. Peace out.